Dozens of small boats sailed towards northern Gaza, close to the Israeli maritime barrier, on Monday in a fresh symbolic move against the naval blockade. Israeli gunboats responded with live fire, stopping the peaceful Freedom Flotilla. The move was part of the Great March of Return anti-occupation campaign. Hundreds of peaceful demonstrators also gathered in the beach to support the flotilla. Israeli soldiers attacked them with live rounds and tear gas, injuring dozens of protesters. Since the beginning of the peaceful rallies in late March, Israeli forces killed over 200 protesters and injured thousands others.
These rallies are held to exert pressure on Israeli occupiers to end their illegal and inhumane practices against our people. The Israeli regime is a racist entity that continues to subject our people to all sorts of human rights violations. These rallies will continue as long as it takes until we achieve our goals.
People in the besieged coastal enclave have been demanding the right of return for millions of Palestinian refugees to their ancestral land that was occupied in 1948 upon the creation of the Israeli regime.
This is a peaceful protest and we don't have any weapons. The world must end Israel's impunity and help us regain our rights. Israel stole our land in 1948 and has kept us under siege for over a decade.
Israel has imposed movement restrictions on the Gaza Strip since the early 1990s. Restrictions intensified in June 2007 when Tel Aviv imposed a land, sea, and air blockade on Gaza. Fed up with the silence of the international community, Palestinians here demand an end to the siege that has taken its toll on all aspects of their lives. Ashraf Shannon, Press TV, Gaza.